And 7:06, it is fair, 54 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 83 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. More Oklahoma National Guard members are back on Sooner soil this morning after deployments in Afghanistan and Kuwait. The return is the latest in a series of homecomings for nearly 2,200 Oklahoma National Guard troops deployed last June to Afghanistan and another 800 to Kuwait. Officials say more soldiers are expected to return by the end of the week. Well, we've had a fast warm-up following a very mild winter, and that has Oklahoma wheat farmers fearing a late freeze.
Caldwell County, our wheat right now is probably looking to the mid to upper 30s, maybe the mid-40s. There was a bunch of it that got hurt pretty bad during their dry spell. I don't know how much that actually hurt our yield, but it looks pretty promising right now.
Brent Staub farms in western Oklahoma near Hobart. Tulsa residents gather tonight to discuss the city's business. District 7 City Councilman Thomas Mansour says the City Hall in Your Neighborhood meeting will be held at the Hardesty Library.
The festivities start at 5:30, and the mayor will join us at 6, and we'll be there for a couple hours, and folks are encouraged to come and ask questions, meet the mayor and the staff, and we'll look forward to having you all come out.
The library is on 93rd Street, just two blocks east of Memorial. A Tulsa toddler this morning is dead after being found in a car after a traffic stop in South Tulsa. Now, two women inside that car say they were rushing the child to the hospital when they were pulled over. Police say the car was pulled over because of erratic driving near 65th and South Lewis. Now, police are calling the child's death suspicious. President Obama's pipeline address last week in Cushing was dismissed by most Oklahoma politicians as political pandering. Most, but not all. Huebner House Democrat James Lockhart liked what the president has to say, and he says people need jobs, and the rest of the state's politicians need to get on board.
My area suffers from high unemployment. LaFleur County has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state, and we need jobs, and many of the people in my area could be employed in the construction of this pipeline.
Oklahoma's Washington delegation is made up entirely of Republicans, and those Republicans roundly criticized the president's remarks last week. An Oklahoma Indian tribe has purchased a restaurant on Grand Lake that offers sightseeing riverboat rides and a marina for $3.9 million. The Seneca Cayuga tribe announced the purchase on Friday of the Cherokee Queen. The multi-deck paddle-wheel riverboats specialize in scenic cruises, parties, and weddings on Grand Lake. After 8 months of review, scientists say they still don't know what killed thousands of catfish last summer along the Red River. Area fisherman Charles Lockwood tells the OETA the dead fish ranged in size from about 4 pounds.
Plumb up to 60, 70. I saw catfish in there that I didn't know was that big in the river.
Some of the catfish were well over 100 pounds. Why weren't smaller or other species of fish killed? Well, officials say they may never know. Our weather forecast, sunny and very nice today. We will have a high of 83. It'll be partly clear tonight, down to 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy and warm with a high of 83. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 82. Thursday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 82. And then on Friday, a chance of some thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 78. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning, now at 7:10. It is mostly fair and 54. I'm John Turking, KWGS News.